Welcome back. Fantasy author Terry Brooks is out with a new book, Legends of Shannara, The Measure of the Magic. He has more than 20 bestsellers, 21 million books in print, legions of fans. But he may be one of the most widely read writers you've never heard of. In fact, most people probably know Terry not for his own Shannara and Magic Kingdom series, but for his collaboration in Star Wars Episode I.
You refer to the prophecy of the one who will bring balance to the Force.
You believe it's this boy?
He can see things before they happen.
He can help you.
The Force is unusually strong with him.
Star Wars creator and Terry Brooks fan George Lucas tapped him to turn that film into a novel. Here Now producer Kevin Sullivan is also a fan. He's been devouring Terry Brooks' massive novel since he was 10. But when Kevin finally got to meet the author at a recent Boston Public Library reading of his latest novel, Kevin learned just how devoted Terry Brooks' hardcore fans are to him, and in some cases, he is to them.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good.
The Boston Public Library's cavernous marble halls could almost pass as a druid meeting place. I almost expected to see pointy-eared elves, magic staffs, but instead, just a bunch of fans in jeans and t-shirts who, like me, had been reading Brooks since they were kids.
I'm 39. And I started reading when I was a kid, the very first books when they came out. But I want to start reading the books that I started reading when I was a child so I could really understand what was going on.
I came because he's always been one of my favorite authors and been waiting for him to come to New England.
So, Steve, what's your story?
The first fantasy book I read happened to be yours.
Was which one?
Which sword? Yep.
So you started at the beginning then.
The beginning would be the Sword of... Sorry, Terry, how's that go again?
Shannara, but everybody else says Shannara.
Yeah, I think I'll just stick with Shannara. It's an epic fantasy published back in 1977. Since then, Terry's written more than 20 other sequels, prequels, origin stories. So many, even he gets confused.
For example, and then I've got so many books, I can't remember what's what.
Inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, Shannara is set in the four lands, humans and elves, dwarves, trolls, and gnomes. There's interracial hostility, the world on the brink of utter devastation. Only an orphaned half-elf named Shay Omsford can save them by defeating the warlock lord with, you guessed it, the Sword of Shannara. Can you tell I kind of get into this stuff? But when Terry took questions in the auditorium, I realized I was out of my league.
Hi, Terry.
Stuart, is that you? Oh, for crying out loud. I have the best fans.
Stuart is 35-year-old Stuart Finney. He flew in from Scotland just for this event.
I've known Terry for 10, 11 years now, and it's not often he tours. I'm a fan, and now we're friends, I think, yeah.
He's a major collector now.
That's Terry Brooks' wife, Judine. She and Terry have sort of adopted a few fans.
He's one of our boys. And this is the second time he's surprised Terry. The last time it was in North Carolina at Quail Ridge Books a couple years ago. So I was in on it this time.
Okay, so I'm not that dedicated. But as a 10-year-old, I lugged Terry's first 1,200-page book, from math to English to social studies, hoping to sneak in a few minutes of reading. I had a lot of pent-up questions for him.
When I was reading the Sword of Shannara, and I'm remembering this from when I was a little kid, I remember there always being this reference to a society built on top of a destroyed society. Civilization had gone wrong somehow. When I was a kid and reading that, I always thought, is this Earth? You know, are we looking into the future of Earth?
Well, I always left it deliberately vague. I tried not to be specific about the world. I was writing in the manner of Tolkien. I was writing about an imaginary world with imaginary societies and creatures and species, and I wanted to keep it deliberately vague, but I wanted it to mirror what we knew to be true about this world. So there was always that suggestion that it could be, and I was asked, you know, this world, and I was asked repeatedly if it was, but I always did not answer that question because I felt that it took something away from the story when you try to pinpoint those things. And so for a long time, I just left it alone until I finally got up to the Word and Void series and then Genesis, where I actually began to make that connection a deliberate thing.
So that was your idea initially, though, that it was the aftermath?
No, it wasn't my idea initially. It was deliberately left undecided and vague because I never knew if I was ever going to do the work on the prehistory. And many, many years, 20 years, more than 20 years, readers wanted me to write that. And I just said, well, I'm not ready to write it. And I don't know what it is anyway. I'm just leaving it vague. So it was not until I began work on Genesis in around 2000, right after 2001, actually, which is maybe says something about my mood at the time, I decided that this would be an apocalyptic society based on our world after it had lost its present character and turned into something very much destroyed.
One of the things that you mentioned is that you like to go to these kind of events yourself because you feel like hearing the authors talk tells you something about them. So what do you think that people learned about you by coming to this event?
I guess the thing I hear most often is people are kind of surprised that I'm funny. Maybe they expect that I'm kind of dour and severe like the characters in the books so frequently are.
Nope. Terry's more elf than demon. With mischief in his eyes, he's 67 and silver-haired. But his characters are severe, whether they're scepters shrouded in mist and ragged clothing, or just ordinary humans imbued with magic. They all try to find redemption.
And I thought, well, what if you knew that the world was coming to an end? And it was definitely going to happen in your lifetime. And maybe you could do something about it. How much of yourself would you give in an effort to change that? How much would you be willing to sacrifice of yourself?
Redemption goes through a lot of his books that, you know, it doesn't matter what people go through. There's either someone going through a worse thing or it'll be okay in the end. And even if it's not, there's still someone that will think what you've done is okay, if that makes sense.
That was Stuart again, the fan from Scotland. He picked up that lesson in Terry's books and, as you'll hear, is passing it on.
I started collecting when I was 16, 17, and I've just kept it going, and it's now arguably the biggest collection in the world. And I'm going to plug something, which I'm donating to charity. I'm donating them to a cancer charity. All of them, all the whole collection, £30,000, which is about $50,000, is going to charity.
So you've taken all these years to build up this collection, and you're going to give it away? Why?
I had cancer last year, and I can't give anything else back. I don't have loads of money or a big fancy house or anything, so this is just the chance to give something back to someone that's willing to keep the collection going. So that's that.
Well, actually, there's a bit more.
Last year, I was undergoing my chemotherapy and radiotherapy for throat cancer. I got a package through the post, and it was the proof copy of Bearers of the Black Staff, which was the book before Measure of the Magic. And I opened it up, and it was dedicated to myself. Now, at no point during my cancer treatment did I have any little moments of feeling sorry for myself or little kind of teary moments or anything like that, because it's cancer. You've got it or you haven't. It's like the flu. But see, when I opened that up and I read that book and that dedication, I was floored. Absolutely floored. That's the measure of the man. That's the measure of the man.
And you thought it was just a book? That's Stuart Finney from Scotland speaking to Here Now's Kevin Sullivan about epic fantasy author Terry Brooks. Turns out the author has another fan-turned-friend who's also been struggling with cancer. Sean Speakman, who runs Terry's fan website. This month and next, Terry is donating proceeds from a digital short story to help pay Sean's medical bills. You can learn more at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a peaceful Veterans Day, a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.